Last week we learned about crazy good and crazy bad, because there is like there is the crazy good love and there's the crazy bad love. And last week we talked about basically, you know, we talked a lot about sex, okay? Because God made it. It's not a bad thing. The devil did not make sex, all right? It's not like this, okay? God made it for husband and wife. Everybody say husband. And wife. That's what God made sex for, and it's not a bad thing. It's an awesome thing, all right? And you guys are probably looking forward to that, you know, when you do get married, okay? And that was our first point. And now what I want to talk about this week is about love, because we talked about sex a lot. Don't worry, I'm still going to talk about sex. Some of you guys are like, man. Okay, but I really want to focus on love. Because a lot of times, the series of this whole thing is called Love Fool. You see, guys, sometimes we don't know anything about love, and we end up acting foolish. And the world tries to tell us what love is, but I'm sorry, Kesha can't teach me. Lady Gaga can't teach me. Okay, none of these people can teach me. I need to go to the Word of God to teach me. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And all your friends who think that they know, sorry to disappoint you, but God is the one who created it, and you really need to go to his word and find out what he says about it. So we're going to talk about love, because love is also amazing. How many people in this room want to fall in love eventually? How many people are in love? You in love. Okay. And maybe some of you are like, Pastor Michelle, I don't want to touch love at all, because maybe you've had a bad experience. Or maybe you've seen people that you care about fall out of love. Maybe your parents have gotten a divorce, or maybe people around you who said that they're in love or love you have been mean to you or something like that. Listen, that's why we need to go to the Word of God to find out what love is about. So let's go ahead and pray, because I need God, you need God. So everybody bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for tonight, that we get to open up your word, Father, that this subject isn't weird. This subject isn't gross. This subject, Lord God, isn't afar off from you. But God, you've made love. You've made sex, Lord God. You've designed this. So Father, I pray that you would teach us tonight. And everybody said, amen. I want to know about love. I don't want to be a fool about it. I want to understand love. And many people don't even know this. Did you know that there are four types of love? Isn't that weird? Because let me ask you this. What is your favorite food? Go ahead and shout it out at me.
Enchiladas.
Okay. So you could say, I love fried chicken, right? All right. I love beans, rice, and Jesus Christ, right? Okay. And milk on ice. I love iced milk, to be honest. Without ice, bleh. Okay, Michelle, you're getting distracted. All right, focus. But it is different when you say, I love beans and rice. And then when you tell your boyfriend or girlfriend, or, you know, eventually your husband and wife, I love you, right? You do not love beans and rice like you will love your husband or wife. Is that true? It's a different type of love. But you love them both. You do not love your brother or sister like you love your boyfriend or girlfriend. Is that true?
Yeah.
Everybody say yes, Pastor Michelle. It's a different type of love. You love them. That's true. There is love there, but it's different. Can we agree on that? Okay, so I want to tell you the four different types of love. We are going to go deep. You guys put on your thinking caps, and believe me, I am not going to be too difficult to understand, because I am a simple person. So four different types of love. Number one is this, is Eros love. Eros, everybody say Eros. Ooh, you guys sound smart. Okay, Eros is the sexual attractive type of love, okay? That's what that type of love is, okay? The second one is this. The second one is phileo. Everybody say phileo. You guys sound even smarter. Phileo is a friendship type of love. If you're sitting next to your best friend, I want you to say, I phileo you. Okay, that is your friend. The third one is this, is storge, okay? Now, I'm trying my hardest to say it right. But storge, all right, that kind of love is found between family members. So if you have a brother or sister, go ahead and if they're sitting next to you, say, I store J-U. Store J-U. Few brothers. Look at that. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. And then the last one, which maybe you've heard about, which is the greatest one of all, which is the one that I really want to talk about tonight, is agape love. Everybody say agape. Agape love is a love that is really, in the Bible, you'll find it a lot in the New Testament. And it's a love that God and Jesus Christ himself showed us. And he's called us to walk in that love. Okay, and what I want to do is I want to turn to 1 Corinthians. If you guys have your Bibles, I hope you brought your Bibles to church. Man, we are in church. We love God. We need to bring our Bibles. If you don't have a Bible, we will give you a Bible. But in 1 Corinthians 13, I want to read you the agape kind of love. The love that God is talking about. It says, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become like a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. He's saying right here that, you know what, if you don't have love, then it doesn't mean anything. Have you guys ever seen Charlie Brown when the parents talk and they're like, wah, 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 the parents? See, that's what it's like. If you have no love in your life, then what is being said is pretty meaningless. It says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains. It says, if you have enough faith to remove mountains, says, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, I'd like somebody to raise their hand who have given away all that they have to feed the poor. I'll pray for y'all because y'all haven't done that. Okay, I'm just being real. All right, I haven't even given away everything that I have to feed the poor. He says, and though I give my body to be burned, there's not one person in this room who's given their body to be burned for God, but have not love, it profits me nothing. That's how important love is to God. Love is one of the most powerful things in the universe, and I'll prove it to you. Let's read on. Let's find out what love is. Because a lot of times, if we were to look at T. Nick's definition or Snooki's definition or somebody else's definition of love, I bet you won't find this definition. Listen to what God says love is. It says love suffers long. Love is kind. Love does not envy. It does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. It does not behave rudely. It does not seek its own. It's not provoked. It thinks no evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity, which also means sin. But rejoices in truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. See, that's the kind of love you need to look for somebody that you want to date. A love like that, an agape kind of love. But what happens most of the time is we look at the eros love. Ooh, they kind of turn me on. They're kind of good looking. I like their statuses. They're cute. Okay? And we look at that instead of looking at what's most meaningful, that agape kind of love. Teenagers come and tell me all the time, they're so cute, I disappoint them so much. Because they come to me and they say, Pastor Michelle, I got a boyfriend, I got a girlfriend. I said, you did? You know, they want me to like jump up and down with them. And this is what I say, now does he love Jesus more than he loves you? And they say, you know, I was going to work on that later on. I'm actually dating him so that he'll come to church and get saved. I'm believing the Lord. Okay? And that's not what it's about. In fact, let me explain these loves better through a video we have. On Cue Drama Team made a little video skit. So let's go ahead and dim the lights and let's see what they made for us about the different loves.
Our first contestant is
Vallejo.
Say hi, Vallejo.
Hi.
Oh, sweet pea. Then we got
Arroz.
How you doing? And then our last contestant is Agape.
Hey, guys.
Okay. First question.
Okay, ladies. What will be your first ideal date?
Vallejo?
We probably just chill at the house and play video games and order pizza. You know, just some friends.
Arroz?
We could take a long walk on the beach alone.
Agape?
Well, I wouldn't want to make you feel uncomfortable or anything. Maybe we can have something to eat and get to know each other a bit.
Okay, our first round of questions has gone. So, Adam, you have to eliminate one person. Who will it be? Phileo, Eros, or Agape?
I'd say Phileo.
So round one has ended, and all we have left is Eros and Agape. Question number two.
All right, ladies, I love to eat. Where would you want me to take you?
Eros?
I say Burger King, you know, have it your way, and I want you.
Well, I don't eat out, but I do cook, so maybe I can cook us a dinner and you can come over. But as long as you don't mind, I have to have Dr. Pepper.
So round two has ended, and now the tough part comes. Adam must pick between Aros or Agape. Which will he choose?
I think I have to go with Agape.
Finally, you picked someone right. So this is the end of our game show. We have here Aros. Tell us, how do you feel even though you didn't win?
Are you single?
Yeah, can we cut to commercial?
All right. Okay, so hopefully that'll help you remember. All right, so everybody say phileo friend. Eros romantic. Agape God. And then there's storge, which is family, but you know. Okay, all right. So those are the three different types of love. And I think we have a little building block thing that I want to show you guys. Do we have that slide that Drea made? Let's show that up. See, here's the deal. Let's show all of the different loves. Every relationship, a marriage relationship is what I'm talking about, involves those four different things. Because agape is that God love. That is the foundation. Storge, that is, I mean, when you're two become one, I'm not saying you go and marry your sister or your brother, okay? That's not what I'm saying, all right? But I'm saying that you start to have that love for somebody, you become a family, right? You have kids and you become a family. And then number three, that phileo, there must be a friendship in a relationship. There has to be a friendship. And then number four is Eros. That is going to happen, that romantic, that sexual love, okay? But many times we go, instead of making agape the foundation, Eros becomes the foundation, which leads to my first point for tonight. Number one, my point for tonight is this, is that to have a good relationship, real relationships aren't built on the physical, okay? They're not built on the physical. It's not about just kissing somebody and making out with somebody and seeing how far you can go. In fact, isn't that, we're going to do question and answer throughout, you know, the next 2 weeks, and I'm sure that's going to be one of the top questions. Pastor Michelle, how far can I go and still be saved, Pastor Michelle? And you guys, you know, well, you guys aren't really laughing because you're like, no, that was really my question. All right? And I love what Lily said earlier. She said, no holding hands or kissing. Do that in front of your parents so they can supervise you. Okay? Listen, if you have to hide things from people, then you probably shouldn't be doing it. If you can't tell your mom or your dad about something that you're doing with somebody, then you probably shouldn't be doing it. You know, that a relationship can't be all about the physical. Because can I give you guys a revelation? Is that you will grow older. And if you're going to be with this person forever and ever, they're going to grow older with you. And things aren't always going to look the same. Thank God for plastic surgery and all that jazz. All right? But not everybody is blessed with all the money to do that. But it's not just about the physical. There has to be that phileo, that friendship. Pastor Richard and I have been married for 8 years. And we've known each other. Yeah, that's a good hand clap right there. We just told our love story in our young adult service on a Friday night just recently. And you know what? We met each other at church. That's how we met each other. You know, he was dating a girl at the time, and you would, it, you know, it wasn't me, but her name was Michelle also. He must have a thing for Michelles, I don't know. Okay, so he was dating this girl named Michelle, and you know, she didn't like me because she thought I was trying to steal her boyfriend. I did. And no, but not like that. It wasn't like that. But we went to, you know, youth group together, and we, you know, we grew up together. We were interns together. We worked together, and we built a friendship. There was a friendship. We would hang out with each other's friends because we weren't all about each other. We didn't like each other right away. That's not how it was. We started liking each other probably not till we were, I mean, maybe like 19 years old. It took a long time. We met each other when we were about 15. And then 4 years later, you know, we started dating. And then when we were 20, we got married. Okay? And we got married young. We were babies. All right? But we grew this friendship. And you can't skip that step. You can't do that. But a lot of times it's just like, you know, I just want to kiss her. I just want to kiss him. How far can I go? It can't be like that. In fact, let me show you guys a good example. Turn with me to Genesis 29, and I'm going to read you the story about Jacob and Rachel. I love this story. It's an awesome story. But we're going to start off in 29, verse number 9. Are you guys there? I hope you guys, like I said, brought your Bibles. If you didn't, we have it on the overheads. But bring your Bible to church. But this is what it says in verse number 9. Here's the deal. It's Jacob was looking for a wife. He wanted to start dating somebody. All right, so he's out and he's looking. And verse number 9, it says, while he was still speaking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherdess. So she was a shepherdess. She was coming to give her sheep some water. And now it came to pass that when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, the mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, and that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth for the water of the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. Okay, so what he did is he started to be nice to her. He just did something nice for her. He moved the rock off the well. Okay, then Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. All right, now many times they would greet each other with a kiss, okay? Because you guys are like thinking, yeah, they kissed. No, it was like, mwah, mwah, Italy kind of thing. Okay, and it said that he began to weep. And what that means is he began to cry because he was so happy that he found that person. He knew that that was going to be his girl. And then Jacob told Rachel that he was his father's relative and that he was Rebekah's son. So she ran and told her father. Now it came to pass that when Laban heard the report about Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and he embraced him. And he kissed him. Again, Italy. Mwah, mwah. Okay? And he brought him to his house. So he told Laban all these things. Laban said to him, surely you are my bone and my flesh. And he stayed with him for a month. Now, then Laban said to Jacob, because you are my relative, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me what should be your wages. Now Laban had two daughters, and the elder was named Leah, and the younger was named Rachel. Say, ooh, Rachel. Now, Leah's eyes were delicate. I'm not too sure what that means, but it kind of means that maybe she wasn't as good looking as Rachel. It says, but Rachel was beautiful of form and appearance. Okay, so Jacob saw her. He thought she was gorgeous. Now, Jacob loved Rachel. So this is what he said. So he said, I will serve you for 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. He says, I will serve you, I will work for you, and I will wait for Rachel 7 years. Now, the only kind of love that will do that is agape love. Is love that doesn't behave rudely. It's love that gives of itself for somebody else. It's love that cares about somebody else. And so it says in verse number 19, then Laban says, it is better that I give her to you than that I should give her to another man. Stay with me. So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed, this is where our hearts are going to melt, and they seemed only a few days to him because of the love he had for her. Everybody say, oh. 7 years. 7 years of not being physical. 7 years of building a friendship. 7 years, that's like if you guys were to start dating somebody, if you are in seventh grade, Then you go all the way and graduate high school. And then one more year of college. I mean, that is a long time. And that's what he did. And he said it felt like just a few days, because it wasn't just focused on Eros, that romantic, that sexual love, but it was something more. It was something more. And then in my second point, I only have 2 points for tonight. My second one is this, is that real relationships aren't in a rush. 7 years. You guys want to hear more of the story? Because it gets a little crazy. Okay, so I'll just kind of, you know, give you the short of it. But what happens is, it's wedding night, right? It's wedding night. The tradition is that there is the honeymoon suite, per se, and the bride goes into the honeymoon suite, but she has a veil on, so you can't see her face. And then, you know, they sleep with each other, all right? You guys are young adults. I'm going to talk to you like that. So they do that, but they're wearing the veil. Well, what happened was it is customary for the older daughter to be married first. Now, remember, Leah wasn't that good looking, all right? So what happens is honeymoon night happens. The next morning, she takes off the veil. Could you imagine how angry Jacob was? I mean, I watched this video. Your parents, you guys probably don't watch TBN, but you know, your parents probably knew. I watched this reenactment of it. It was awesome. It was like he woke up and he was like, no, no. Because remember, he loved Rachel. Remember, 7 years, and then Leah. And once you sleep with somebody, you marry that person. That's how it works then. So let's see what happens. So it came to pass in the morning, verse number 25, that it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this you have done to me? So he's like mad. I mean, imagine just being like, oh, what have you done to me? Was it not for Rachel that I served you? Why then have you deceived me? And Laban said, it must not be done so in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. So this is what he says. Fulfill the week and we will give this one also for the service which you have served. So he says, listen, fulfill the week. Work, you know, be with her 7 more days, and then you will also get Rachel. So he had to wait 7 more days. Now, back in the days, they took 2 wives. That ain't the case now here in 2011. Let me just straighten that out. I don't want you making a checklist of how many wives you want, okay? But that was the case back then, okay? But he waited another 7 days. And then verse number 30, it says, then Jacob also went into Rachel, and he also loved Rachel more than Leah. He loved her, and he had served Laban still another 7 years after that. He finally got his love. It was that agape love that kept him going. Listen, you guys have that one person out there for you. You are designed, even though it doesn't always happen, to sleep with one person in your life, that one person. And that's what God has called you and designed you to do. Now, maybe, and I said this last week, tonight is not a guilt fest. I'm not here to make you feel guilty if you've made mistakes. That's not what it's about. God can cleanse you. God can redeem you. Today's a new day. It's a new start. But that's what God's designed you. And that one person is out there. Now, Pastor Richard and I, when we got married, Pastor Richard is the only man that I've ever slept with because I saved myself. I saved myself for him. Now, I was not always saved in junior high and high school. There are opportunities for me to mess up. But you know what? I knew that, you know what? God has somebody for me. And I'm glad that I waited. I'm glad that I waited for that. And I grew up in church and I made those commitments in church and I remembered those commitments and I kept them. Because I had a vision that God has my husband out there for me. And that's what God's designed you to be like. Don't get into the heartbreak. Don't get into the heartache. Don't mess around with different people. Don't experiment with people. There's no such, you cannot do friends with benefits and not get your heart broken. And that's the truth. Okay? And just like I said last week, that there are so many girls who are sexually active that have STDs, they don't even know that they have them. It's 1 in 4 girls if they are sexually active. You see, you guys, things do not come without consequences. That's why, number one, real relationships aren't built on the physical. And number two, real relationships aren't in a rush. Take your time. Take your time. Girls, I know as soon as you start dating a boy, it's fun to start, you know, writing your name with his last name, planning the wedding. You already made an event on Facebook. Okay? I mean, you are thinking ahead. But don't be in such a rush. God has it all planned out. It's going to be okay. You can control yourself. That's why relationships don't have to be physical. Because God has given you the ability to control yourself, to say no. I know it may be hard, but you can do that. You know, people come and tell me, Pastor Michelle, you know, we ended up sleeping together. I don't know. Our clothes just fell off. It was so weird. No. You move too fast. You can keep your clothes on and say no. All right? So if you guys got something out of that, then give the Lord a great big hand clap.